Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Signs that speak of sympathy and power. He looked up to heaven with a deep sigh, Mark 7:34. Deeply moved by the needs all around him, Jesus responded in the best way possible, not with fine-sounding words, but with a sigh of compassion followed by meaningful action. A man who could neither hear nor speak, a multitude who had followed Jesus without eating for 3 days, each experienced his unspoken yet unmistakable love. Jesus sighed. Yet it was no mere sight of resignation or frustration, as F.B. Meyer makes it clear. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. In this passage, along with Mark 8:12, Mark twice calls attention to the Lord's sighs. A sigh is one of the most touching and significant tokens of excessive grief. When our natures are too disturbed to remember to take a normal breath and must compensate for this omission by one deep-drawn breath, we sigh deeply in our spirit. He looked up to heaven with a deep sigh. As the deaf mute stood before him, an image of all the closed hearts around him, of all the inarticulate, unexpressed desires, of all the sin and sorrow of mankind, Jesus' sensitive heart responded with a deep-drawn sigh. But there was simultaneously a heavenward look which mingled infinite hope in it. If the sigh spoke of his tender sympathy, the look declared his close union with God, by virtue of which he was competent to meet the direst need. Jesus, in doing good, would look to heaven and sigh, but his sighs were followed by the touch and word of power. Let us not be content with a sigh of sympathy and regret. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 37.
Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Lord, she replied, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Then he told her, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.
You, like Jesus, can couple a heartfelt sigh with effective action, looking to God for the power to correct that which made you sigh in the first place. There's a sighing, dying world waiting for someone like you to take compassionate action. What will be your answer? A sigh or a shrug? Or a sigh in service?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk Through the Bible. Take a walk, change the world.